joined right now here on the postgame show by Foster Lawyer and Luka Brajkovic. And I'll start with you, Luka. Talk about the physicality. You knew to expect that, but I talked to Coach, it's a little bit different simulating in practice versus what you get in the game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. Like, we knew they're going to be physical, especially their bigs. But it's, like, really different once it gets into the game. And the thing that makes it the most different are the distractions, you know. Like, on my third, like, I had two quick fouls in the second half. Like, I think in the first 2 minutes. And the first call really frustrated me. And then I made a really stupid really stupid third foul. And that could, like, that could have costed us the game. So I'm just glad, like, even though I was out, my teammates were playing really, really well. And I was really frustrated at one point. But then Coach, like, talked to me on the bench, got my confidence back up, and I was ready to play again.
Foster, I put this one in the gritty category. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think right from the get-go, you know, they made a couple shots and jumped out to that early lead. And, you know, so I think right from the tip, we were pushed a little bit on our heels. And, you know, from there, it was just a little bit of an upward climb. And then, you know, we finally got to the top and were able to make the plays down the stretch to pull it off.
When you're battling against such a physical opponent, the three-point percentage tonight, not what we're used to overall as a collective team, just 6 of 24. How does that physical play or the energy you've got to exert sometimes affect shots? Is that something that can play into maybe a lower percentage today?
Yeah, I think the physicality and also, you know, also what that does to the game is it breaks a lot of the rhythm of the game. You know, I think they did a very good job of, you know, really locking into our guards, really being physical with our bigs, even as they're trying to set screens, trying to blow everything up and, you know, fight through everything. So I think it took us a little bit out of our rhythm. I think we will continue to do a better job of, you know, being able to stay level-headed and know that, you know, we're going to play our game. And I think that in the end, you know, we were able to knock a couple of the big ones down and Luka, Lee, Mike, all those guys made some timely shots and timely free throws down the stretch.
Luke, I'm going to point to your rebound down here with just minute 34 to go where you got in a position. I mean, you can't fly in. I haven't seen you fly in like that for a while. I mean, that was crashing the boards. Mm-hmm. When did you get that read, or did you just make up your mind before that, hey, I'm just going?
Yeah, it was in a scouting report. Like Matt told us, there are some possessions where they don't box out, be alert. That might be a great game to get offensive rebounds. And that's exactly what I was trying to see. And I saw, like, he didn't look at me. So I thought it might be a great chance to get an offensive rebound.
Well, sir, I want you to talk about, you know, Lee. These teams are geared up to stop him now. But he never stops moving. He's still always making an impact if it doesn't show up in his points category in the box score, isn't he?
Yeah. You know, I think that's actually one of the best things that Lee does is just his continuous movement. And, you know, I think he's underrated in the aspect of him as a screener and, you know, him as a cutter and things like that, getting other people open. You know, when he draws that much attention like he is, especially now in conference play and, you know, every screen he comes off, he has his man and the bigs man helping up on him. So, you know, that gives our bigs opportunities to slip and be open on the rolls and things like that. So, you know, I think he's done an unbelievable job of, you know, just staying within himself. We know how incredible of a shooter he is. So he's got to, you know, keep knocking those down, but at the same time making that next read and finding that open man.
Now we look at 11 straight wins, one of the longest in the country right now. And one thing Coach talked about even over the holiday was that you guys were not content with where you are. What is different about this group? I'll let you go, Luka, first, and then Foster, I'd love for you to touch on that question. What is different about this group?
As you said, like, we're not content with where we are. We won 11 straight, but at the same time, I feel like we have so much more to prove. I mean, if we look, we won 11 straight games, but still people still call us soft. People still think we're not tough enough. So that just fuels us to prove them wrong even more. I mean, this group practices so hard every single day. And that's probably, like, the best. Like, what coach's system is, like, really, like, a motion offense. And I don't think we had, like, that's the best five players for this system, I believe. And that's why it works so well.
How about you, Foster, with just the special unit? Because I've been here since the beginning and their entry into the A-10 in 2014. And as far as the team playing together, this team's as good as any of I've seen.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, a big thing for us first and foremost is, you know, we're not content with where we're at because, you know, we're two games into conference play. There's still so much of the season left that, you know, a loss here or a loss there, you know, we're right back where people, you know, wanted to project us at or whatever. You know, we don't focus on the outside world. We focus on, you know, ourselves, our teammates within that locker room. And I think that this group of guys is so dedicated to, you know, really each other. You know, it doesn't matter whose night it is. It doesn't matter who's shooting the ball well, who's missing shots, who's things like that. We're going to go out there and give it our all every single time for our brother next to us.
And I think that's a great point, what you just said. We have literally everybody on this team can score. But the great thing is, like, even the players that come off the bench, like Nelson Grant or Des, they do their roles so well. I mean, Nelson, like, really big defensive plays in the end. Grant, just, like, a dog on defense. So if you have players like that, and Des gives it for a freshman unbelievable minutes, if you have players like that coming off the bench, like, it's, like, so hard to stop us.
Fantastic mix of talent this year, guys. I appreciate the time today. Congratulations on a big home win here against Rhode Island this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thanks.